Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School women's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Shalisha Pierce has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and that will bring home a championship trophy to the ranch. George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio is proudly brought to you by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhines DDS, Camp Logan Cement Works, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's women's varsity basketball game.
All right, thanks, Michelle Fisher, and welcome in, everybody, to live George Ranch High School women's basketball on GRHS iRadio. The Pato Lady Panthers are in from the Katy area to play George Ranch. We're just finishing up the JV game. As a matter of fact, they have about a minute and a half left in the third quarter, and then the fourth quarter to go. We are tied at 23 in JV action. So we'll have some time to chat a little bit. We'll talk about both of these clubs coming in. Give you the starting lineups and get you ready for tip-off tonight. Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. The Longhorns will finish up their non-district schedule over the next week or so. They just finished the LCISD Invitational Tournament last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And the Longhorns did quite well, thank you very much, in that tournament, winning the silver bracket. And Coach Pierce, in our discussions with her, really pleased with how her players responded in that tournament. You know, in invitational tournaments, you have a lot of different types of play, a lot of teams coming in here, and they're playing all out and playing a different brand of basketball sometimes in the tournaments than they display in non-district games or in district play. But Coach Pierce is very happy with how her team responded, and they took the silver bracket in the LCISD tournament this past weekend. Tonight's game with Katy Pato, and then they play again Friday at Elkins High School. And then they begin district play a week from this Friday, so December 14th, against Pearland right here at George Ranch High School, and we'll have that opening 23-6A game live for you on GRHS iRadio. The rest of our broadcast schedule this week goes like this. George Ranch men's team plays tomorrow against Houston Fur, and then on Friday night at George Ranch against Foster High School. And then next Tuesday night, again at George Ranch, against Katy. And the Longhorns and Charlie Jones open up their district schedule on Tuesday, December 18th, against Brazoswood in Clute. And that starts the 23-6A play for Charlie Jones and the men's team here at George Ranch High School. Ladies begin their district play on Friday, December 14th at Pearland. As you fans know, we broadcast all of the George Ranch men's and women's basketball games live from on GRHS iRadio from George Ranch here in Richmond, Texas. And so we'll have ladies play and the men's team playing all year long until UIL tournament time comes, and then we'll follow each team as they try to bring back a first ever basketball championship on either level, the men's or the women's, to George Ranch High School. Longhorns playing in 23-6A. Pato tonight is in 19-5A. They come in here with a 6-7 record. George Ranch is 9-5 as they play in this ball game tonight. Take a few messages. When we come back, we'll tell you more about both of these clubs and get you ready for tip-off. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challenger, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Hee-haw!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thank you, Brett Dolan, back at George Ranch High School for Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio. The Pato Lady Panthers are in to George Ranch. Tell you a little bit about their ball club. Coming in here at 6-7 overall, their average, they score an average of 44.46 points and give up an average of 46.07 points. George Ranch on the other side of the ledger scores an average of 54.2 points a game and gives up just about 46.5 points. See how the Lady Panthers respond. Lady Panthers, as we told you before, play in District 19-5A with teams. They are in Katy, and with teams moving west and northwest away from Katy, they play in 19-5A with Waller, AM Consolidated, College Station, Magnolia West, Rudder, Magnolia, and Brenham. And right now, Waller is leading the district with a 13-1 overall record. A&M Consolidated. Check that. Magnolia West is next at 8-4. And then Rudder at 6-3. Pato at 6-7. And the list goes from there. Both teams are still in non-district play as they get ready to open up district play. George Ranch will do that on December 14th against Pearland. And Pato will open up their district play on December 14th as well. Stacy Stroman is the head coach of the Peyto Lady Panthers. Opened up with a loss against Willis, 58-29, and then beat Washington, 56-26. Kind of going in a lose one, win one cadence. Lost to John Paul II, 47-43. Beat Northside, 50-34. Lost to Montgomery, 38-35. Then won three in a row. The first one against St. John, the 23rd, 62-40. Beat Washington again, 58-28. When I say again, they played Washington twice. Beat them on November 8th, 56-26, and then beat them almost identical score of 58-28 on November 10th. They beat Klein Kane, 46-43, lost to Montgomery, 45-38, and lost to Cypress Creek, big time, 73-20. Before coming here in here to George Ranch this evening to play the Lady Longhorns. Tell you a little bit more about George Ranch. We'll take a break here when we come back. A little bit more about the Lady Longhorns and get you ready for the opening tip. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all priced to get you our biggest savings. Great financing rates and low payments on all our models. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got you covered. Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, awaiting the completion of the JV game. George Ranch 30 and Peyto 25. The Longhorns took the lead a few minutes ago and never let go of it on a three-pointer. Just about 5 minutes left in this ball game. And then there'll be some warm-ups, brief as they might be. And then the varsity game will commence with the opening tip, probably about 7:10 or 7:15 or so. The George Ranch Longhorns, Lady Longhorns, are 9-5, playing in 23-6A basketball. As we told you at the top of the show, the Longhorns won the silver bracket of the LCISD Invitational Tournament last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And they're completing their non-district schedule before district play commences on December 14th against the Pearland Lady Oilers in Pearland. George Ranch playing in 23-6A along with Elsick, Dawson, Alief Taylor, Pearland, Brazoswood, and Alief Hastings. Way the district is shaping up, at least right now in non-district play. Elsick leads the district at 10-2, Dawson at 10-5, then George Ranch at 9-5, Alief Taylor 8-5, Pearland 8-6, Brazoswood 7-8, and Alief Hastings 6-8. As all the teams wind down their non-district play, Longhorns open the season with a loss to Fort Bend Travis, 52-43. Beat Crosby, Waller, Angleton, and Pasadena Memorial consecutively to move their record to 4-1. They lost to Tompkins, 57-52. Then beat Clear Falls, 52-38. Lost three in a row, one to Clear Lake, one to Katy, one to Manville, and they were at 5-5 at the end of November. In the tournament at George Ranch, beat Aldine 48-47, beat Angleton 53-42, beat Bel Air 63-33, and then beat Alief Taylor 59-48 to move their record to 9-5 and win the silver bracket of the LCISD Invitational Tournament last week. When we were comparing scoring averages just a little bit ago with the Peyto Lady Panthers, George Ranch scores an average of 54.2 points a game and gives up 46.5 points. Peyto, on the other hand, scores an average of 44.5 points per game but gives up a little more than 46. So we'll see how that plays out as the night continues. Just about 4 minutes left in the JV game. It is George Ranch 33 and Peyto 25. As that one winds down, we'll take a few more breaks. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about these clubs. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHSI Radio. We win at the ranch.
And we're back at the ranch, and we are winning at the ranch, at least right now. JV 33 and Pato 28 with about 3 minutes left in the ball game. Have to apologize. We have no rosters that we can tell you what's going on and who's doing what. Just give you the score as it moves along towards completion. Tell you what we're going to do at halftime. We expect to talk to Jerry Toops and talk to him about his Always Believe campaign, but more to the point, talk to him about his book, The Story of Always Believe, which is coming out just about any day now. Something that you'd like to pick up and read and maybe give to just about anybody in your life that wants to read an uplifting story about Mr. Toops, but also the things he tries to do. He's a teacher here at George Ranch High School, and the positive things he likes to do with students, teachers, parents, just about anybody he comes in contact with knows about his Always Believe campaign. We did an interview with Jerry back in late August, early September. We'd like to play for you now, and then we'll bring you up to date on what's happening with him and his book, The Story of Always Believe, when he visits with us at halftime. Here's our interview with Jerry Toops. This is my opportunity to talk to one of my favorite people here at George Ranch, or anywhere for that matter, Jerry Toops. How are you?
I'm great. Couldn't be better.
We're sitting here on September 10th, 2018, on the verge of a big happening for you. Explain that to me.
My first book, The Story of Always Believe, is in the final stages of being published. It'll probably come out on the markets in October. When I came here, my dream was to have an Always Believe scholarship. Not many people get to live and see their dreams come true. And now I guess my goal as a teacher is to spread the impact of inspiring kids to believe in themselves and telling other teachers and even other students the impact of what happens when you believe in yourself.
So this is it's a story about your life, number one, but also a story about how you handled certain difficulties and certain negative things in your life, but brought it forward into a campaign of everyone believing in themselves.
That's correct. You could always look at other people and find someone else that went through worse things than you did. And this book really illustrates that even though I'm really positive in my current life right now, I had some bad things happen to me in my childhood, and I persevered them, and it turned me into who I am, and it helps me connect with the kids that I teach.
Okay, so by day, you're a math teacher here at George Ranch. You came to the ranch via Dayton High School, and you've been working as a math teacher here, but talk to me about how the book came about, how you decided to write a book, and then bring it forward to how somebody can get a copy of it.
When I was in Killeen, my first year teaching, or my last year in college, I started writing inspired phrases. And while I was in Killeen in 1990, when I started my career, I joined a book club. And the first story I wrote was about my dad, and a very impactful story. And then I, over time, just kept writing stories about what happened to me. And I put those together. And then Dave Burgess's book, Teach Like a Pirate, really inspired me. As I read that book, it was like I could have wrote that book because I do many of the things in that book. So that inspired me to piecemeal my writings together, and then I did the best I could. It's hard to write in words how I create the positive attitude in my room and the inspiration that I don't teach a lesson on how to always believe, but my kids will tell me thank you for making me believe in themselves. And that basically is the source inspiration of the book. It will come out in October, and it'll be on all the digital bookstores. And I'm going to have a book signing, or B. Dalton's agreed to do a book signing when the book market hits, which probably will be late October, November.
Okay, so it's fair to say that, first of all of the entries in the book, these are things that happened to you in your life, and you have collected those, codified those into a narrative, really, about your life, but then how you chose to take this route of positivity for yourself, but also communicating that to your students.
That's correct. One of my goals as a teacher, and this kind of solidified 10 years ago, is that if your kids describe you with the fruits of the Spirit, you inspire them beyond what anything academic you could teach them. Role modeling those traits and having those kids describe you with those words is extremely powerful. And it's basically the source of the inspiration I have with my kids, and it builds the relationship. And the student-teacher relationship now is like a huge item in education.
All right, so we talked about what you do by day, and you've written this book, and this has been a long time coming because you and I talked about it and worked on it together. I had a small part in that last summer, so now we're 14, 15 months into the future, and you're waiting for it to come out. You also do Friday Night Lights, which is a collection of video clips from all of the Longhorn football games. How did you get involved in that?
I started doing, when I was in Dayton, I became the yearbook sponsor in 2001. And during the summers, I travel up to Camp Cayuga, which is mentioned in the book. And I'm the photographer at that summer camp, and I would take 15,000 to 20,000 pictures in 6 weeks. And I guess the more pictures you take, the better you get framing them. And in 2004, my junior high students were making big waves in Dayton, and I just took it on to myself to go down there and video and photograph them. And that's when the digital Facebook and all that started. And so I was able to share those pictures with the parents. It's never been about money. It's about chronicling that really magical night that every community gets. I grew up in Port Neches Groves, and I got to see firsthand how Friday Night Lights can impact an entire community. The highlights eventually turned into a voiceover video. I think I started doing the voiceover videos in 2010 when I started narrating them and telling the story of the games. I try to get as many involved as many of the kids. That's the single activity in our schools that involves the highest percentage of our kids. That's why I picked that sport. It's just a blessing that I'm here at George Ranch High School. 3 years after I got here, we won state with kids shouting "Always Believe" at the camera. And it's just neat to be a part of that and be allowed to be on the field with the kids. It's truly a blessing. This is my 15th year to do this, and I don't think I've missed one Friday Night Light game in 15 years. It's like really an important part of my life.
Well, I know for my part, since my son started playing football when varsity football began, I've seen you out there every Friday night, and if I don't see you, I watch the videos afterwards, so I know that there's been a consistent effort on your part to bring those to everybody, to post them on YouTube so everybody can see what our student-athletes are doing, what the cheerleaders, the dancers, and everybody involved are doing.
Yeah, that's why I love Friday Night Lights. You got the band and the drill team, the cheerleaders. It's a big chunk of your kids, and they're involved in that. And just my opinion, that's probably the greatest spotlight those kids will ever perform under. I mean, you're not going to get an audience that large that comes out to watch the kids. And it's wish it would be as intense as it was at Port Neches Groves where I was. And it's nice to see that that I'm a part of that over here in Fort Bend County.
All right, so let's jump back to the book before we sign off here. The book is called The Story of Always Believe. We expect that the digital form of that book will come out maybe the 1st of October, and then shortly thereafter, hardcovers or tangible copies will come out, and then there'll be a book signing where you'll be there signing your book and interacting with fans and things of your book. So when that comes out, hope you'll come back and we'll talk about the actual publication of the book.
Yeah, it's really going to be a big year for me. It's just about spreading that message of always believe, and in a way it's thanking all the kids that I've been blessed to have in my life in the classroom and at Camp Cayuga. And if you're part of a kid's happiest memory, it truly creates joy. And the kids can see the joy in my life. And it's a big part of why I do what I do.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Good luck on that. And we'll get back with you in 2-3 weeks when the book comes out in digital form.
That would be great. Thank you for the time.
That's Jerry Toops in our conversation with him in early September about his book, The Story of Always Believe. Here we are on December 3rd, and I think the release of the book is imminent, something you might want to pick up for anybody in your life for Christmas time. And when Jerry visits with us at halftime, he'll know all of those facts about how you can get the book in digital form, in tangible form, and when that release date is going to be. We believe it's imminent, and certainly and hopefully for him before Christmas time. Take a break here. Just about 36 seconds left in the JV ball game. It's George Ranch 36 and Pato 32 as things wind down. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups in the varsity game. You're listening to live George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunton Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHS iRadio.
Back at the greatest high school in the world, George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. We're in Longhorns Gym awaiting the completion of the JV game. It's George Ranch 38 and Pato 32 with just under 10 seconds left to play. One of the Pato players at the free throw line. Now a timeout called by their coach. Wants to make sure his club knows what to do after the second free throw is put up. First one is off the rim and no good. It's 38-32, George Ranch by six. The inbound is to George Ranch. Longhorns content to dribble that out. Now an intentional foul with 3 seconds left. Puts the Longhorns, Lady Longhorns, at the free throw line again with the six-point lead and wanting to add to that in the waning seconds here. Just one shot for George Ranch. Basketball is up. No good. Rebound is put back up. That's no good. And time expires. George Ranch wins by six, 38-32 over the Peyto Lady Panthers in JV. Take another break, and then we'll reopen our broadcast, give you the starting lineup, and have varsity basketball for you. You're listening to George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School women's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Shalisha Pierce has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and that will bring home a championship trophy to the ranch. George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio is proudly brought to you by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harold & Johnson Dentistry, the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhines DDS, Camp Logan Cement Works, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's women's varsity basketball game.
All right, thanks again, Michelle Fisher. Welcome in, everybody, to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. The Peyto Lady Panthers are in from the Katy area. They're a 19-5A basketball club as George Ranch continues, its non-district play heading towards that December 14th game at Pearland against the Pearland Lady Oilers as they open district play again for another year in the 18-19 basketball season. Let's give you the starting lineups first for the visiting 6-7 Peyto Lady Panthers. Their head coach is Stacy Stroman. One of their starters, a 5'4 freshman, Tiana Murray. A 5'7 junior, Sinead Smith. A 5'5 junior, Caitlin Gaylor. A 5'5 sophomore, Tumi Analia. And a 5'7 sophomore, Diana Marmaleo. It's Tiana Murray, Sinead Smith, Caitlin Gaylor, Tumi Analia and Diana Marmaleo, the starting five for Stacy Stroman's Lady Panthers from Peyto High School in Katy. On the other side of the ledger for George Ranch, Lady Longhorns 9-5 after a very successful LCISD Invitational Tournament last weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The Longhorns won the silver bracket of their Invitational Tournament here at George Ranch. One of the starters, 5'4 junior Jaden Dunn. Another starter, a 5'9 sophomore, Emilian Fowler. 5'1 freshman, Savannah Velasquez. A 5'10 junior, Izzy Little. And a 5'9 freshman, Gabby Owens, round out the starting five for George Ranch. It's Jaden Dunn, Emilian Fowler, Savannah Velasquez, Izzy Little, and Gabby Owens. The starting five for George Ranch. If you're asking, hey, Taranda, where's Milan Frances Miller? Well, she is on the shelf a bit with a slight injury, so she won't play in this ball game. But we will look forward to hearing from her in the games to come as the non-district schedule winds down for the Lady Longhorns. And let's go through their schedule once again. We did that earlier, but it bears repeating. Last game this week for the George Ranch Lady Longhorns. Check that. This Friday, they play Elkins at Elkins. And then nothing on Tuesday. And then the following Friday, December 14th, is the 23-6A opener at Pearland against the Lady Oilers there. And as far as the men are concerned, we'll be on the air with them tomorrow night, approximately 6:45, with the pregame show, and 7 o'clock for the tip-off. Houston Fur High School comes into George Ranch. We'll have that game live for you. And then again on Friday night, Charlie Jones's men's team plays host to Foster right here at George Ranch. Following Tuesday on the 11th, Katy comes into George Ranch to play the men's club. And then on Tuesday, December 18th, in Clute, Texas, George Ranch opens its 23-6A season against Brazoswood. As you fans are aware, we broadcast live from George Ranch High School, men's and women's basketball. Have our little perch here in the southwest corner of Longhorns Gym at George Ranch High School. And we have all of those games, all of the home games, whether it be the men or the women. And then at UIL playoff time, we'll follow both clubs as they make their way towards the state tournament, the UIL playoffs every year. And we've done that since 2014, and we're very happy to do George Ranch High School varsity athletics, do basketball, football, and of course in the spring, Longhorns baseball, home and away, all games live on GRHS iRadio. Take a break here. When we come back, we'll have our national anthem and the opening tip. You're listening to Live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you.
To subscribe, go to fbherald.com. Pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Hello, fans. I'm Fred Tolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
The Lady Panthers are in from Pato High School in Katy, Texas. Everybody is finishing their pregame warm-up shots. Both clubs are encircling their head coach for some last-minute instructions, and we'll be ready to tip this one off here at Longhorns Gym at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Pato comes in at 6-7. George Ranch at 9-5. Very successful tournament for the Longhorns. PA announcer will finish his remarks and then ask everyone to stand. We'll do the same and have our national anthem. All right, the PA announcer will give you the starting lineups. We'll do that again for you. One freshman for Pato Lady Panthers, it's Tiana Murray, a 5'4 freshman. A 5'7 junior, Sinead Smith. A 5'5 junior, Caitlin Gaylor. A 5'5 sophomore, Tumi Analia. And a 5'7 sophomore, Diana Marmaleo. It's Tiana Murray, Sinead Smith, Caitlin Gaylor, Tumi Analia, and Diana Marmaleo rounding out the top five, the starting five, for Stacy Stroman's Lady Panthers from Pato High School. For the George Ranch Lady Longhorns, 5'4 junior Jaden Dunn, a 5'9 sophomore Emilian Fowler, a 5'1 freshman Savannah Velasquez, a 5'10 junior Izzy Little, and a 5'9 freshman Gabby Owens. Jaden Dunn, Emilian Fowler, Savannah Velasquez, Izzy Little, and Gabby Owens, the starting five for Shalisha Pierce's Lady Longhorns, who host this game with a 9-5 record as non-district play winds down for both teams. George Ranch will have its first 23-6A game on December 14th at Pearland.
And 5-2, Christian, number 3, Savannah Bogoski. 8-4, and 5-10, a junior, number 11, Izzy Little. A freshman, and 5-9, a sophomore. A forward, 5-9, sophomore, number 15, Danny.
All right, ready to tip things off here at George Ranch High School. Both teams are on their respective coaches. Last minute instructions before they hit the center circle and get ready to tip things off at George Ranch. Emilian Fowler will be in the circle, tipping off against Sinead Smith for Pato High School. George Ranch moving right to left across your radio dial, across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're listening to us. The tip to George Ranch in the corner to Fowler. And that ball is knocked away, and we have the first personal foul of the evening. That's against Diana Marmaleo, her first. The inbound will come from Emilian Fowler on the far side of Longhorns Gym. This one comes into Izzy Little. Little out top to Jaden Dunn. Dunn drives the left side, gives it off to Fowler. No, that's Gabby Owens who puts up the shot. It's no good. Into the hands of Velasquez. And Savannah puts up a shot. She's fouled again by Diana Marmaleo, her second in the first 30 seconds of the ball game. At the free throw line is Savannah Velasquez. First shot on its way and good. Longhorns on the board first. Velasquez, a 5-1 freshman for Shalisha Pierce's club. Second shot is off to the right, off the iron, and out of bounds. And the Lady Panthers will inbound. George Ranch pressing them early on. And the press works, intercepted by Gabby Owens. First turnover committed by Pato, and the shot is up and good by George Ranch, and it's 4-0. Jaden Dunn drives on the basket, no good, has it knocked away into the hands of Sinead Smith. Smith on the far side. Now takes a pass out top, being guarded by Savannah Velasquez. Into the hands of Tiffany Murray. Down low to Marmaleo. She puts up the shot. No good. Ball is knocked around. Now a fight for it. Back into the hands of the Lady Panthers. Sinead Smith puts up the shot. And that's good. And it's 4-2. George Ranch by a couple. To Jaden Dunn in the left corner. Dunn with a three-pointer. That one knocks around and falls out of the basket. Rebound by the Lady Panthers. Into the hands of Sinead Smith. Smith, the jump shot from the free throw line, no good. Knocked around into the hands of Emilian Fowler. Fowler drives down the lane, puts up the running layup. That's no good. Ball is knocked around. Scrambled for by Velasquez and one of the Lady Panthers. And the ball goes out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound under its own basket. 6:07 left in the first quarter. George Ranch by 2, 4-2. And the inbounds pass is knocked around and then knocked out of bounds by the Lady Panthers, or by George Ranch, rather, committing their first turnover of the night. Both clubs with one apiece. Kiana Murray has trouble getting the ball across. Now she does. Into the hands of Sine Smith. Smith guarded out top by Izzy Little. Now the crossover dribble. Ball scrambled for on the floor. And jump ball called. And the award given to the Lady Panthers. They'll inbound under their own basket. Looking, finally ball inbound to Caitlin Gaylor. Puts up the jump shot, no good. Into the hands of Izzy Little. And down court to Jaden Dunn, who drives on the left side, stops and pops the jumper, no good. Rebounded by the Lady Panthers. Into Caitlin Gaylor in the lane, puts up an off-balance shot, no good. Rebound by Emilian Fowler. She's got two or three boards already. And the lay-in by Velasquez. Savannah Velasquez with three. And George Ranch leads by four, 6-2. Drive on the baseline by Tiana Murray. Ball hits the side of the backboard and out of bounds. Second turnover of the game for the Lady Panthers. George Ranch with one. Out top to Izzy Little. In the right corner to Jaden Dunn. Jump shot is good. It's 8-2. George Ranch by six. Into the hands of Jaden Dunn. Another shot on the right side. And that one's good as well. Jaden Dunn with 4 points in the Longhorns. Lead by eight. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Back at George Ranch, Lady Longhorns lead by 8, 10-2. Jaden Dunn with 7 points. Savannah Velasquez with 3. That's the scoring so far for George Ranch. Sine Smith with a basket for the Lady Panthers. 4:27 left in the first quarter. JV game ran long. George Ranch won that one 38-32. Got a late start here. A 7 o'clock tip-off turned into a 7:30 tip-off. Panthers have some difficulty getting it in. Now into the hands of Jaden Dunn. Fourth turnover by the Panthers. Jump shot on its way by Velasquez. No good. The putback by Gabby Owens is. Owens were their first 2 points of the night. It's 12-2. And a travel called by Sine Smith. Fourth turnover of the night for the Lady Panthers. George Ranch's press is working the way Coach Pierce would like it to do. Caused several turnovers so far. And speaking of turnovers, the Longhorns are called for their second. As the ball went out of bounds, Panthers will inbound in front of their own bench here at George Ranch. Ball into Sine Smith, down to Tiana Murray. Murray over to Caitlin Gaylor for her first basket of the night. And it's 12-4. George Ranch by 8. Jaden Dunn on the left side, out top. Izzy Little around the horn to Emilian Fowler. She drives on the basket, puts up a short one. It's partially blocked into the hands of the Panthers. Gaylor on the far side to Sine Smith. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Rebound in the hands of Savannah Velasquez. She drives on the left side, lays it up and in. Savannah Velasquez with 5 points. George Ranch lead is 10, 14-4. again. Sine Smith drives on the basket. It's off her leg and out of bounds. Fifth turnover of the night in the early going here for the Lady Panthers. Jaden Dunn walks this one up on the right side to Velasquez. Out top now to Izzy Little. Over to Jaden Dunn on the left side. Three-pointer on its way is good. Jaden Dunn with her second three-pointer of the night. She's got 10 points, and the Longhorns lead by 13, 17-4. Over to Tiana Murray. Murray guarded by Velasquez. She loses Velasquez on the dribble, puts up the running jump shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Emilian Fowler. Ahead to Savannah Velasquez. She can't get it done, but following her is Izzy Little, who puts up the follow-up shot. And the Longhorns lead by 15. It's 19-4. Sine Smith walks the ball up. Izzy Little almost had her tied up. She gets the ball away to Tiana Murray. Murray drives down the lane, tries to get it down low, does. To Joy Smith, who puts up the shot. That's no good. Rebound cleared by Velasquez. He goes all the way the length of the court, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound under its own basket. Lauren Crouch and Jada Howard check in for George Ranch. And ball is stolen away on the inbound. Third turnover for the Lady Longhorns. Shot on its way by Tiana Murray. That one is no good. The putback is also no good. But at the free throw line, Joy Smith. Foul whistled against Savannah Velasquez, her first. Joy Smith, a 5'6 freshman. First shot is on its way and no good. Savannah Velasquez checks out. And in for George Ranch, Amia Norman Caston. Second free throw on its way. No good as well. Scramble for the ball underneath. And again, there's a tie-up, but the award this time goes to George Ranch. .140 left to play in the third, first quarter, rather. Feels like it should be the third. Million Fowler with the three-pointer on its way. That one is no good. Barely touches the iron, goes straight down, and off the foot of one of the Longhorns and out of bounds. Fourth turnover for George Ranch. Lady Panthers with six. Walking the ball up is Sine Smith. On her is Lauren Crouch. That one almost stolen away to Caitlin Gaylor. Gaylor lays it up and in. Caitlin Gaylor with 4 points. It's 19-6, George Ranch. Jaden Dunn with a crossover dribble out top and gets the ball into the corner, but not before a double dribble occurred. Fifth turnover for the Longhorns. Jaden Dunn checks out. Savannah Velasquez back. Jaden Dunn with 10 points in the first quarter. Velasquez with 5. Izzy Little and Gabby Owens with 2 apiece. To Gaylor. Jump shot on its way. That one hits no iron. Rebounded by the Panthers. Ball is taken by Gaylor on the far side. Into the hands of Sine Smith out top. Izzy Little guards her. And Tumi Analia commits the offensive foul with an illegal pick. Her first ball into the hands of George Ranch. And this one is laid up by Amia Norman Caston. That's no good. Rebound by the Longhorns. Out top to Lauren Crouch. In the corner to Norman Kasten. She puts up the three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Izzy Little. Longhorns doing a good job keeping the ball down on their side of the court with some good offensive rebounds. This one put up again by Izzy Little, and that is the end of the first quarter. Score, George Ranch 19, Lady Panthers 6. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
All right, back at George Ranch, waiting on quarter number two. It's the Lady Longhorns 19, Lady Panthers 6. For the Panthers, Sinead Smith with 2, Caitlin Gaylor with 4. And the Panthers have committed 6 turnovers in the first quarter. George Ranch with 5 turnovers in the first quarter. Jaden Dunn with 10 points. Savannah Velasquez, 5. Izzy Little and Gabby Owens with 2 apiece. That's the scoring for George Ranch in quarter number one. George Ranch controlled the opening tip, so the Peyto Lady Panthers will inbound as we start the second quarter. Jaden Dunn out top, putting pressure on Sinead Smith into the corner now to Caitlin Gaylor. Gaylor guarded by Norman Kasten, now guarded by Lauren Crouch. Shot on its way by Sinead Smith, no good. Rebound by Norman Kasten. Ahead to Jaden Dunn on the left side. Dunn to Norman Kasten. Back to Jaden Dunn. Looking for something to open up. Now drives on the basket on the left side. Lays it up and in. Jaden Dunn with her 11th and 12th point of the night. George Ranch 21 and Lady Panther 6. In the corner to Gaylor. She drives into the lane, is tied up, and loses control of the basketball. 7 turnovers for Peyto. Norman Kasten lays it up and in. Her first 2 points of the night. Amia Norman Kasten with the basket. The Longhorns increase their lead. Ball flies over the head of everybody and out of bounds. So another turnover for the Lady Panthers. Walking the ball up court is Savannah Velasquez to Amia Norman Kasten. Out top to Lauren Crouch. Crouch over to Jaden Dunn on the right side. Dunn in the corner to Norman Kasten. And out top, almost stolen away, but into the hands of Lauren Crouch. Now to Savannah Velasquez, who drives on the basket. Lays it up. It's off the front iron. And rebounded by George Ranch. Three-pointer on its way by Jaden Dunn. That's off the front iron. Good rebound by Jada Howard. But stolen away. Turnover number 6 for George Ranch. Caitlin Gaylor with the jump shot. No good. Yeah, the putback is good by Sinead Smith. Smith with 4 points. And it's 23-8. George Ranch by 15. Driving on the basket is Savannah Velasquez. That's no good, but she's fouled by Joy Smith, her first. First free throw is good by Savannah Velasquez. She's got 6 points on the night. Scored 5 in the first quarter. Second free throw on its way off to the left. And a rebound by the Lady Panthers. Walking the ball up is Tiana Murray. Murray in the corner here to Savannah Smith. She drives, Sinead Smith. She drives on the basket and has that ball rejected into the hands of George Ranch. And a basket at the far end by Lauren Crouch. Her first 2 points of the night. Out top to Sinead Smith. Smith guarded by Jaden Dunn. She shakes Jaden, puts up the jump shot, no good. The rebound and the putback by Diana Marmaleo is no good, but a foul whistled against Jada Howard, her first. First free throw is off the front iron, no good. By the 5'7 sophomore, Diana Marmaleo. Her next shot on its way. That one rolls around and off. The putback is no good by Joy Smith. Another putback. That's no good by Caitlin Gaylor. Back to Marmaleo, who puts it up and in. Diana Marmaleo working hard under the basket. Got that rebound. Put it back up and in. It's 26-10. At the far end, Jada Howard puts up a second effort, and that one is no good, but she's fouled by Sinead Smith, her first. First free throw on its way by Jada Howard, and that one is good. Number 20, Ryan Dennis checks in. She's a 5'7". Sophomore for George Ranch. Emilian Fowler also coming in. And Lauren Crouch checks out. Second free throw by Jada Howard off the front iron. No good, but put back by Emilian Fowler, who just came in. It's 29-10. Stripped away. Driving down the lane was Tiana Murray. Had that one taken away by Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez in the corner. Puts up the jump shot. No good. Jaden Dunn made an effort for the rebound, but it's taken away by the Panthers. Driving down the lane again is Caitlin Gaylor. And again, she has that shot blocked into the hands of George Ranch. Jada Howard drives on the basket. No good. Rebound by Pato. This one ahead by Sinead Smith, and she can't get the layup to drop into the hands of Jaden Dunn on the left side. Out top to Ryan Dennis, who puts in the basket for George Ranch. A 5'7 sophomore, Ryan Dennis, with a jump shot, and it's 31-10. Out top to Caitlin Gaylor. She drives down the lane, puts up the layup. 6 points for Caitlin Gaylor. She's a 5'5 junior for Stacy Stroman's club. And a drive on the basket at the far end by Savannah Velasquez. She nets the basket. She's got 8 points on the night. And a timeout called by Stacy Stroman for Pato High School. You're listening to Live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all priced to get you our biggest savings. Great financing rates and low payments on all our models. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got you covered. Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Back at George Ranch High School, Lady Longhorns 33, the Pato Lady Panthers 12. Jerry, grab that chair at the end of the bench and get you hooked up with this headset, and you can work a little bit of the game with us here. Jerry Toops will get himself set up here. There's your headset right there. All right, all set. All right, into the hands of Tumi Analia. She's guarded out top by Emilian Fowler. And the jump shot put up by Sinead Smith. It's no good. Rebounded by George Ranch. And we'll get that headset worked out. There you go. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good, good. I can hear you. Jerry Toops is with us, and we'll talk to him at length at halftime about his book, The Story of Always Believe, which is nearing completion and publishing, and will be out in digital form and then tangible form as soon when?
Probably mid-January.
Mid-January, right after Christmas.
Right after Christmas.
All right, down low, turnaround jump shot by Gabby Owens, and no good. That one out of bounds. Turnover number 7 for George Ranch. Lady Longhorns at 9-5 as we open play tonight against Peyto High School. They are 6-7 coming in here to George Ranch. And the ball down low to Sinead Smith. And a foul whistled against George Ranch, Gabby Owens, in her first.
Keep the arms straight up.
Been hearing that since I played grade school basketball. Just put your arms straight up. Don't lean into them. Don't reach in. But Sinead Smith's first free throw is off the mark. She'll get another. 33-12. 2 minutes left before halftime. Next one on its way by Smith, and that one is perfect.
All caught.
Nothing but net. 33-13, George Ranch by 20. Ball inside to Gabby Owens. Puts up the shot. It's no good. The rebound and the tie-up underneath. And this one will be awarded to the Lady Longhorns. They will inbound under their own basket. Ryan Dennis will do that. Slaps the ball, gets everybody moving. The universal sign to get people moving in basketball. Drive on the basket. The left. Running layup, no good. Off to the left into the hands of Diana Marmaleo. Marmaleo up front to Sinead Smith. Smith being guarded out top.
Turnover.
And they just get it away. Tumi Analia gets the ball down low. And it is off of Lauren Williams and out of bounds. Lauren Williams, a 5'6 junior, checks in for the Lady Panthers. That's their 11th turnover in the early going here at George Ranch.
All too easy.
Drive on the basket is good. Sinead Smith guarded out top by George Ranch. And a save of the ball, but it is another turnover. And this one, a
left-hand layup.
Yeah, left-hand layup by Emilian Fowler. She's got 4 points. Inside 40 seconds to play before halftime. To Caitlin Gaylor, who puts up the three-pointer, and that's good by Caitlin Gaylor. She's got 9 points. It's 37-16. And ball is out of bounds. Another turnover committed by the Longhorns. They have 8. And Lady Panthers with 12. Sinead Smith out top to Tumi Analia. Analia drives on the right side. Has that one partially blocked, but back in her hands to Caitlin Gaylor on the far side. Gaylor puts up the jumper, no good. Off the iron and out of bounds. It'll be inbounded over there by Ryan Dennis.
Halftime.
And that's halftime. George Ranch, 37, and the Lady Panthers, 16. We'll be back to update you on the first half scoring and then talk to my friend Jerry Toops here. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
All right, back at Longhorns Gym on the campus of George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Lady Longhorns 37 and Pato High School 16. Here's the scoring for George Ranch. 12 by Jaden Dunn, 8 for Savannah Velasquez, 4 by Emilian Fowler, 2 each by Lauren Crouch, Izzy Little, Gabby Owens, and Ryan Dennis, and Amia Norman-Caston, and a free throw by Jada Howard. Longhorns have committed 8 turnovers in the first half. On the other side of my scorebook, Caitlin Gaylor with 9 points, 5 by Sine Smith, and a basket by Diana Marmaleo. That's the 16 points the Lady Panthers have. They've committed 13 turnovers in the first half. Without further ado, my friend Jerry Toops is here. How are you?
I'm amazing. Thank you for having me on again.
I'm glad you're here. We had a lot of time to fill in the pregame. I went on the air at 6:45, and the tip-off wasn't until 7:30, so we had the opportunity to play the interview that you and I did in early September about your book, and now we got you here live and want to know what the latest is.
Well, I have this gift for you. I got my first set of TIG complimentary books, and you're going to be one of the recipients. You made a lot of this happen, so I really appreciate all the work you've done with
the
book.
Thank you very much.
Came out better than I thought. There's some colored pictures toward the back of the book and really clear pictures. It's very well done.
Wow, this is fantastic.
Right now my in-laws are reading it and getting some feedback. There's some errors that are going to have to be corrected. And I don't know how long that took. Look at about 6 more weeks. The Christian Faith Publishing is going to do a video, a promotional video, and make a personal a book website for the book before it's released so they can market it. And then it'll hit all the digital bookstores. And depending on what bookstores pick it up, you know, it's going to vary in, according to that.
But it'll be available in digital form and in hard copy form, right?
Right.
And when I say hard copy, I mean tangible form. Yeah. This is a soft copy book.
I was told at the, I guess it's the Dalton Bookstore at First Colony Mall, that I'll have a book signing there. But I don't know when that'll be, depending on when it comes out. And the book in digital format will be on the Apple Store, Amazon Kindle, and on all three of them, the Amazon Store and the Kindle Store. So all three major digital stores, it'll be available.
That is fantastic. Tell me, it must be such a thrill to hold a tangible copy of a book that you authored in your hands.
It was close to one of the Mount Rushmore days of my life. I got home Friday and the box was out front and I shook it and I knew it was the books, and we only had 10, and so you're holding one of the 10 copies. And if the book takes off, it'll be pretty cool because it'll be different than the book that's going to sell. And to the students at George Ranch listening, if you go to my house, get a picture. I have a Always Believe Hall of Fame at my house, and just to honor the kids that I've been blessed to teach. And get a picture of that, hashtag it, Toops Believe in Christmas, and you could win one of the 10 copies of the book.
Fantastic, fantastic. Let's take a real quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Jerry Toops about his book, The Story of Always Believe. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, I'm maybe one step closer to Jerry Toops' Hall of Fame. But I just got my picture taken holding a copy of his book. He's holding the Believe placard.
And Believe sign.
Wow. So I want to make that Hall of Fame, too.
You will be in there before the weekend.
All right. Talk more about your book. It's such a thrill.
My in-laws are reading it now, and they said it's hard to put down, so I think I've done a good job of capturing it. It's mostly an autobiography of what happened to me as a child and as an adult, and how those events, I believe, helped inspire me to do what I do with my kids. And it was hard to write down how I teach the kids to always believe in themselves when I never ever teach a lesson on that. And that's toward the back of the book. I wrote an appendix and how I do what I do in my room. And I think I did a very good job of writing out how you do this. So,
well, I think this whole effort of yours is fantastic. And it's no secret, because you talk about this quite a bit in the book, you faced some adversity early in your life. Many people would have gone the other direction with things like that. You turned it into a positive and to a campaign from your early adulthood through today.
Yeah, I believe those events really helps me generate empathy for the kids, and they know that I love them for who they are, where they are. They have faults, and I'm able to look past that because of the events I went through as a child. And my goal really with this book is hopefully it serves as a platform, and it would be really cool if one principal picked this up and made their campus an Always Believe campus, where every classroom used Always Believe in Yourself as their first rule, because I've seen how it has changed the lives of my students.
You know, when I was playing that interview you and I did in early September during the pregame, I heard you say, I wrote my first book. So that tells me that maybe you're going to write more.
I would love to write a book about the summer camp I've gone to and the experiences I've seen those kids. I've seen that camp change the lives of the kids, and to be the photographer that was associated with practically the happiest memories of those kids' lives is very powerful. It'd be a very powerful story. There's three stories about the camp in the book, and they'll bring a smile to your face.
Well, congratulations on the book, and thank you for the copy of the book. And even though I know parts of it, yeah, I'm going to start from the very beginning and read it all the way through.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Jerry will stick around as long as he can here. And
a lot of speed on the Longhorn defense. Blew the game out early.
All right, Lady Panthers will work the basketball down on the far end. Lady Longhorns will be coming at us here at George Ranch. Almost a turnover.
There's one.
And there's the 14th turnover of the night. Ahead to Savannah Velasquez, who lays it up and in with the
all
left hand. She's got 10 points on the night.
You have girls like this, it makes you look like a really good coach.
Tiana Murray over to Sine Smith. Smith with the running layup, and that is no good, but a foul.
Got her on the arm.
Whistled against Savannah Velasquez, her second.
I coached 2 years in junior high, the volleyball, girls, track, and basketball, and it was one of the most enjoyable things I've done as a teacher.
First free throw by Sine Smith is good. She's got 6 points. Next shot on its way, and that one good as well. She's got 7, and it's 39-18. George Ranch comfortable in their 21-point lead here. Jaden Dunn to Emilian Fowler on the left side, and down low to Gabby Owens, who lays it up and in. Gabby Owens with 4 points.
Great assist.
To Sine Smith. Smith back out top to Tiana Murray. In the corner to Caitlin Gaylor. Gaylor tries to get it down low. It's taken away by George Ranch.
Off 24.
And, yeah, out of bounds. So 15th turnover for Pato. And George Ranch will let Jaden Dunn walk this one across the center stripe into the far corner to Emilian Fowler. To Savannah Velasquez, a little looping rainbow jumper is no good. And the rebound by Caitlin Gaylor. And that one knocked out of bounds.
Two.
Yeah, by Emilian Fowler. And Diana Marmaleo will inbound right in front of the George Ranch bench into the hands of Tiana Murray. Murray with the left-hand dribble to Gaylor on the far side. Throws that one to nobody in particular, and it's out of bounds into the hands of George Ranch. Izzy Little triggers this one into Jaden Dunn in the corner to Fowler. Back out top to Dunn. Three-pointer on its way. That one off the iron and out of bounds. Turnover to George Ranch. That's 9 on the night. Jaden Dunn hit 2 3-pointers in the first quarter, scored 10 points in the first quarter, and 12 for the half. This one intercepted by Jaden Dunn. Coming down here on the right side, lays that one up and in.
All too easy.
Jaden Dunn with 14. To Sine Smith. Smith guarded by Velasquez. In the corner to Gaylor. Gaylor has Izzy Little trailing her. Jump shot put up, rattles around. Tiana Murray put that one up. Rebounded by George Ranch.
Stepped out of bounds.
And Fowler stepped out of bounds. Trying to get around the baseline. That's 10 turnovers for George Ranch. 43-18, George Ranch by 25. Got to make sure I do my math right. I got an algebra teacher sitting next to me, so make sure I do that right. Fowler drives the lane, one-handed, running. Layup is no good. Rebound by Caitlin Gaylor. Gaylor with the left-hand dribble, now right across the timeline. George Ranch was pressing early on in this ball game, and now Coach Pierce has them back at his zone. Running layup by Sinead Smith is no good. Off the back iron into the hands of Emilian Fowler.
Oh.
And Fowler is hammered on her way on the layup by Caitlin Gaylor. Take a really quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHSI Radio, and maybe we'll just keep it here.
She hit the floor real hard.
Shelby Jacobs, one of our trainers here at George Ranch, is talking to her and walking over to the Lady Panthers bench. Make sure that Caitlin Gaylor is okay. The inbound will be triggered by Amia Norman-Caston. She gets it out top to Jaden Dunn. 4:35 left in the third quarter. Dunn with the 12-foot jumper, and that's good. Jaden Dunn with 16. Sinead Smith in the corner to Tiana Murray. Murray with the little running layup, no good. Rebound into the hands of Izzy Little. She's tied up underneath. And the award will go to George Ranch. Jaden Dunn directs traffic for George Ranch out top. Now the give to Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez drives down the lane. Left-handed layup is a little bit hard off the glass into the hands of Tumi Analia. Analia blows the layup, and George Ranch gets the rebound. Jada Howard, the 5'10 sophomore, with the board. To Amia Caston, and she lays it up and in. Amia Norman Caston with 4 points on the night. That one, I don't know how that made it through all those hands, but did right into Norman Caston's hands, and she laid it up and in. This one down low to Diana Marmaleo. Marmaleo can't get that layup to fall. Now a scramble on the floor. Velasquez and a couple Lady Panthers down there. The nearest to her, rather, is Tiana Murray. And on this tie-up, Savannah Velasquez comes out. And in for George Ranch is the 5'3 senior, Lauren Crouch. The award on that jump ball goes to the Lady Panthers. They'll inbound on the far side, on the far end. Deanna Murray in the lane puts up the jumper. I'm not sure that hit any iron at all.
Air ball.
Rebounded by the Lady Panthers.
Way short.
Couldn't tell if that hit iron and fell straight down or whether it was short. We're in the southwest corner of Longhorns Gym, and they're playing at the far end. The Lady Panthers working at the far end. George Ranch coming right at us here in the second half. This one's stolen away by Lauren Crouch. Crouch has that one knocked away. And
traveling
into the hands of the Lady Panthers. They commit a travel. That's 20 turnovers for Pato. Inbound to Lauren Crouch. Crouch puts up the three-pointer. No good. Rebound, Izzy Little. Back in. Nice jump shot by Izzy Little. She's got 4 points. 49-18. 2:27 left in the third quarter.
Another turnover.
Stolen away by Jaden Dunn. Dunn with the left-handed layup, and that's good. Jaden Dunn with 18 points on the night. inbound from Sarah Lewis to Tiana Murray. Murray guarded out top by Lauren Crouch. Now Jaden Dunn on the switch. Tiana Murray puts up a running layup. No good. And it is off and out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound at the far end. Jasmine Howard checks in for George Ranch. Izzy Little is out. You know what? We have a player in with a jersey number that isn't on my roster, so I'll have to figure that out so we can give her credit here.
A lot of playing time for the subs right now. Team effort.
Joy Smith comes in. She's a 5'6 freshman, comes in for the Lady Panthers. And out goes 5'7 sophomore, Diana Marmaleo. .135 left in the third quarter. George Ranch up by 33 points, 51-18 in the corner. And the jump shot from Sarah Lewis is off the iron and out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. The inbound will be triggered by Tumi Analia. Analia slaps the basketball, gets some movement underneath, and this one is thrown
in the stands
in the direction of one of her teammates and out of bounds. Nobody touched it. 9 turnovers for the quarter, 22 for the basketball game. And we will make it our mission to find out who this player is for George Ranch. Drives on the basket, and she's fouled. The foul is whistled against Joy Smith, her second. Her shot is on its way and off the back iron. Next one rims around and comes out into the hands of Jasmine Howard and then stolen away. Turnover number 11 for George Ranch. Toomey.
Wow.
Analia has that ball knocked away. Norman Gaston drives on the basket. No good. The rebound into the hands of Jasmine Howard. Back to Lauren Crouch. Three-pointer is good by Lauren Crouch. Crouch with 5 points on the night.
Favorable bounce.
Inside 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. George Ranch 54 and Pato 18.
Got the arm.
Not sure who. It's Amia Norman Caston with her first personal foul at the free throw line is Joy Smith. That one is off the mark. She'll get a second one. Next one on its way and good by Joy Smith. Her first point of the night. Drive on the basket is good for George Ranch. 56-19 inside 13 seconds to play. In the corner to Tumi Analia. Analia cross court to Amanda Noel, who is in for Pato.
Great block shot.
Blocked out of bounds by George Ranch. Inbound is
got away with it
to Joy Smith, and she puts up the layup.
That wide open on that layup.
Does not fall either. And we reach the end of the third quarter. George Ranch 56 and the Pato Lady Panthers 19. You're listening to Live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
All right, back at George Ranch, waiting the fourth quarter. It's 56-19. Rachel Okoye. All right, and Rachel Okoye, we want to give her her props. She has 4 points on the night, 2 in the second quarter, 2 in the third quarter. Certainly wanted to make sure we knew who everybody was out on the court. Okoye with the right-hand dribble out top. She's guarded by Tiana Murray. And Okoye with the lay-in with 6 points.
They make it look easy.
Yeah, they sure do. That one with the left hand by Okoye. Cross court to Tumi Analia. Analia puts up the shot and she's fouled. And the foul whistled, I believe, against Lauren Crouch, her first. At the free throw line, Tumi Analia. First free throw by Analia is off the mark.
Off to the right.
My son's a former kicker, and when you say off to the right, that kind of shakes me up a little bit. Tumi Analia drains that second free throw for her first point of the night. Okoye with the dribble. Now over to Ryan Dennis. Dennis to Lauren Crouch out top. Crouch looking for a pass. Makes that to Ryan Dennis. Dennis tries the right side. Tries to put up a shot and she's fouled.
Got hit on the arm.
Ryan Dennis working the right side. And was fouled by Tumi Analia, her second. First free throw on its way by Ryan Dennis. It's off the front iron. She'll get a second shot.
Oops. Lane violation.
Lane violation by the shooter, Ryan Dennis. That one actually went in, but won't count. 58-20. Walking the ball up is Tiana Murray. Murray guarded out top by Rachel Okoye.
Wow.
And the ball is momentarily stolen away back in the hands of the Lady Panthers. Now down low to Tumi Analia, who lays it up and in. She's got 3 points all here in the fourth quarter. Okoye puts up the shot. And
travel?
It was,
I think, a travel call.
Good, but they called a turnover. Turnover number 12 for George Ranch.
One too many jumps.
And the ball shuffled off to Amanda Noel, who's in the ball game. She's a 5'4 sophomore. And last touched by the Lady Panthers. That one goes out of bounds. Dennis inbounds to Rachel Okoye. Okoye picked up at center court by Tiana Murray. Okoye on the right side, lays it up and in. Rachel Okoye. Oh, with 8 points on the night.
Great first step to the basket.
Yeah, and it's all about that first step. If it's quick, you got at least a half step, if not more, on your defender. That paves the way to a lot of layups. Panthers inbound under their own basket. One knocked out of bounds again. And Panthers will inbound again. Ball inbound to Joyce Smith. And she's fouled underneath. The foul is whistled against Rachel Okoye, her first. At the free throw line is Joy Smith. She's 1-for-4 on free throws this evening. Next one on its way, no good, off the front iron. Kicked away to the right. In comes Amia Norman-Kasten, and out goes Jada Howard. Next one by Joy Smith on its way, and that one's good. Smith with a couple free throws tonight for the Lady Panthers. Rachel Okoye gives to Norman-Kasten, gives it off to Lauren Crouch. Crouch on the right side, puts up the jumper off the glass, and cleared away by Norman-Kasten. Now down low. A low to Okoye, who can't get that one to fall, to Lauren Crouch. Crouch wants the three-pointer, but passes instead to Norman-Kasten. And this one is off Amia's leg and out of bounds. 13 turnovers for George Ranch. .520 to play. George Ranch with a more than comfortable lead, 60-23. And
too
this one
speed.
Taken away by the Longhorns. Okoye puts that one up on the right side. Foul whistled against Amanda Noel, her first. At the free throw line is Rachel Okoye with 8 points. We'll make that 9 points as she drains the first free throw, and she'll get a second one. Second one is off the mark, and that one, a good save by Amia Norman-Kasten. Now a drive on the basket by Jasmine Howard. That one's no good. The rebound by Joy Smith, but she's whistled for traveling. She was on the ground, rolling around with the basketball. Nobody from the Longhorns was there, and that's traveling. This one out top to Okoye, three-pointer on its way. Off the back iron, no good. And that one saved from going out of bounds, but into the hands of the Lady Panthers.
Okay.
Down the lane goes Tiana Murray, and she's fouled. Foul whistled against Ryan Dennis, her first. At the free throw line, Tiana Murray. Murray, a 5'4 freshman for Stacy Stroman's club. Scoreless this evening. And you can change that. She just netted the first free throw.
A lot of height, all cotton.
Kind of a rainbow toss there from the free throw line. Next one on its way. And that one rattles in and out.
Little short.
The rebound by Jasmine Howard. Howard to Okoye to Norman-Kasten.
That's a block.
She puts up the shot. She was blocked in there, and that off-balance shot almost went in. Foul whistled against Kalea Williams, her first.
The shot.
To Lauren Crouch, three-pointer on its way. Oh. Lauren Crouch hits the three-pointer.
NBA
and
distance.
She's got eight.
Way out.
64-24. Down low to Kalea Williams. Williams, turnaround, jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Kasten. Kasten ahead to Okoye. She barely can save it from going out of bounds. Ryan Dennis tries to put up a shot. It's knocked out of bounds by the Lady Panthers. George Ranch will inbound under its own basket. Jasmine Howard will do that. To Lauren Crouch, another three-pointer. That one off the back iron. Rebounded, or tracked down, rather, by Amia Norman-Kasten. Kasten throws that in the middle, and it's intercepted by the Lady Panthers. Shot down there by Tiana Murray is no good, and that's out of bounds. Last touched by the Panthers. All right, George Ranch has Lauren Crouch, Jada Howard, Jasmine Howard, Ryan Dennis, and Rachel Okoye in the lineup. Good pick set there by Jada Howard for Okoye. Now up top to Dennis, to Lauren Crouch, to Okoye, over here to Jasmine Howard. Howard back out to Okoye. Down low to Howard.
Ooh, she
puts up the shot.
Hook.
And it's no good, but she's fouled by Kalea Williams. Williams' second personal foul at the free throw line is Ryan Dennis. Ryan Dennis with a basket in the second quarter. A couple opportunities at the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. Didn't convert on either of those. She'll see what she can do here to remedy that and get up to 50%. First one on its way, and that one spins out of the rim. .311 left in the ball game. Glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. I got the Chris Elliott disease there. I don't even know the call letters of the radio station here. All right, Tiana Murray checked out top by Okoye. Now down
turnover.
27th
Showtime.
Of the game.
Oh.
To Okoye, and Okoye tries,
defense.
Tries to get a pass over to Lauren Crouch. That one is knocked out of bounds. Ryan Dennis
Switch.
With the inbound. Three-pointer on its way from Lauren Crouch. No good off the front iron. Taken by Tiana Murray. Murray to Williams down low. Williams with the turnaround jump shot off the glass. And Williams gets the basketball back. She's double-teamed in the corner. And a timeout called by Stacy Stroman. Good opportunity to save another turnover as her player was double or triple teamed in the corner. Stacy Stroman called the timeout from the bench. We'll take a quick one here. You're listening to Live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, Lady Longhorns 64, Lady Panthers 24. George Ranch will move on to 10-5. The Peyto Lady Panthers will drop to 6-8 on the season. The Panthers are in 19-5A, George Ranch in 23-6A. They'll start district play on December 14th at Pearland against the Lady Oilers. We'll have the Men's Club on the air tomorrow night. 6:45 is the pregame, 7 o'clock, with the live opening tip on GRHS iRadio. Fur High School comes to George Ranch to play Charlie Jones's Longhorns.
Wow. Great defense.
On the drive is Jada Howard, who lays it up and in. Jada Howard with 3 points on the night. Inside 2 minutes to play in the basketball game. Drive on the basket by Tiana Murray. Murray's shot is no good. A rebound by Lauren Williams is knocked away and out of bounds. So we're thinking mid-January for the story I've always believed. Jerry Kutz's first book.
Don't know how long it'll take to upload the corrections. That, once that's done, then it's about 4 more weeks. Hopefully about 2 weeks to upload the corrections.
Got to have that editing.
Right. Very difficult to do in a digital format. If you have a physical copy, it's a little bit easier to do that.
First free throw on its way by Joy Smith, and that one is off the iron, no good. Smith is 2-for-7 from the free throw line. Make that 2-for-8. That one is off, rebounded by Jasmine Howard. Jasmine Howard to Ryan Dennis out top. Dennis tries the right side. Stops and puts up the lay-in, and that's good by Ryan Dennis. She's got 4 points on the night. Coach Alicia Pierce is getting a good look at all of her players tonight, and all of her players have
a lot of playing time.
Contributed. Yeah, they have.
They are not letting off the throttle.
Lauren Williams puts up a shot. It's blocked back into her and then out of bounds. The inbound to Rachel Okoye. Rachel with 9 points on the night.
Rachel's had a good game coming off the bench.
Lauren Crouch drives in the lane, puts up the shot off the front iron. Save from going out of bounds. Crouch gets another shot. That one fails to fall. Now to Okoye out top to Ryan Dennis. Dennis with a jump shot inside the lane, and that one is off the lane. Yeah, that's off the mark. Kalia Williams with the rebound. Now to Lauren Crouch, three-pointer. No good. Rebound and put back is good by Rachel Okoye.
Got to 70. Impressive.
22 seconds left in the ball game. It's 70-24. The lay-in is good by Tiana Murray at the far end. She's got 3 points. This one to Lauren Crouch, another three-pointer on its way, no good. Rebounded by Kalia Williams. Williams to Tiana Murray, and time expires here at George Ranch. Final score, Lady Longhorns 70, and the Lady Panthers from Pato High School 26. We'll be back to wrap this one up. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Go get some Believe selfies.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, we'll wrap this one up for you. George Ranch 70 and Peyto High School 26. Top scorers for the Longhorns. Lady Longhorns led in scoring by Jaden Dunn with 18, 10 by Savannah Velasquez, 11 by Rachel Lacoye. 4 points from Emilian Fowler, Izzy Little, Gabby Owens, Ryan Dennis, and Amia Norman-Caston. 3 points by Jada Howard. And that's the scoring for George Ranch. Lady Longhorns committed 15 turnovers on the night. On the other side, excuse me, everybody, on the other side of the scorebook, Caitlin Gaylor, the leading scorer for the Lady Panthers with 9, 7 by Sinead Smith, 3 by Tiana Murray, 3 by Tumi Analia, 2 by Joy Smith, and 2 by Diana Marmaleo. That's the scoring for Stacy Stroman's Lady Panthers. They committed 30 turnovers on the evening. George Ranch moves to 10-5. Peyto drops to 6-8. Final score again from George Ranch: Lady Longhorns 70 and the Lady Panthers 26. For Jerry Toops, I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. We'll be on the air tomorrow night at 6:45 p.m. with men's basketball live from George Ranch right here on GRHS iRadio. Fur High School comes to George Ranch. So long, everybody.